啊，去处来的。
The song is actually comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
神就是爱。
God is love.
爱的最具体表现就是在哥林多前书十三章所说的。
And the manifestation of love is described very well in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
世界上没有一本书在描写爱比保罗对爱的描写更清楚。因为保罗对基督的爱有很深的认识。那爱是超过人所能够测度的。
And love surpasses all.
那个爱要借着基督、啊、住在我们内心里面。
And that love through Christ will dwell in our hearts.
这是我们这一个很美妙的一个追求的目标。追求主的爱充满在我们里头。
To pursue the love of God within us.
我们先来看哥罗西书第三章。
Now back to that, Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12.
所以你们既然是神的选民，是圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。十三节。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。十四节。在这个一切之外，要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全德的。这里保罗首先他提醒我们的身份。
Here Paul first mentioned our level.
他说我们是神的选民。
We are the elect of God.
是在众人当中被拣选来归属于他的。
In other words, we are the people chosen from a group of people to be His.
我们在众人当中是特别蒙神恩典的。
In a group of people, we were chosen to receive His grace.
身份是特别尊贵的。
We have a very special belonging.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are the priests.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
And the daughters and sons of God.
这是极大的恩典。
And this is a great grace.
那接下去说，我们是圣洁蒙爱的人。
Proceeds on to say we're holy and beloved.
圣洁就是远离罪恶。
Holy is we are far from sin.
蒙爱就是蒙神所爱的人。
Beloved means we are loved by God.
那为什么保罗要先提这一段？
How come Paul said this statement first?
要提醒我们本身，我们的身份是什么？
He wants to remind us who we are.
我们不是世俗的人。
We do not belong to the world.
我们不是沉沦的人。沉沦了。沉沦哈是吧 ？Perish。
We do not perish.
我们乃是蒙神所爱的人。
So we're the loved and elected of God.
那因为有这个身份，所以我们的生活需要跟别人不同。
And because we are this, so we have to be different from other people.
下面就才谈到基督徒的生活。
And then it just talks about the life of a Christian.
所以说要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。这个存的原文就是穿上啊，穿上怜悯、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Here it says to put on or clothe yourself with.
我们在生活当中要有这几个美德。
And these are some beautiful qualities we should have in our daily life.
怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Mercy.Kindness,
humility, meekness, and long suffering. 这是每一个有尊贵身份的人哈，值得去追求的目标美德。
These are the beautiful goals that the elect of God should pursue after.
那这个美德的具体表现是什么
？And what is trying to pursue all these beautiful goals?
十三节。
Verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
To bear with one another, to forgive one another.
我们在教会的生活，我们常常难免呢，意见不一样，会得罪别人。
A lot of times in church, we have different opinions, and it's very easy for us to offend someone else.
那别人的意见不同，会得罪我们。
And if someone else has a different opinion from us, they offend us.
我们的软弱会得罪别人。
And our weakness can also offend someone.
那别人的软弱会得罪我们。
Someone else's weakness can offend us.
So how can
we smooth out these frictions among people.
首先我们就要提醒，我们不是世俗人。
First, we have to remember we're not of the world.
我们不是进入沉沦那些人。
We're not of the reason.
我们是神的选民。
But we're the elect of God.
是蒙神所爱的。
It's someone, we are the people loved by God.
我们在处理一些人际之间的摩擦，人之间互相的得罪，要有不同的做法。
And we have to have different ways to avoid the frictions among ourselves.
这里说，如果有嫌隙，要彼此包容。
It says we have to bear with one another.
要彼此饶恕。
And we have to forgive one another.
就好像神怎么饶恕我们，我们要怎样饶恕别人。
Just as Christ has how Christ forgive us, so we should forgive others.
这是要维持教会里面合一啊，大家好像一个大家庭，一个非常重要的因素。
And this is actually a very important reason for church to become one.
我们不能够一直计算别人的恶。
We cannot continue to remember other people's wrongdoing.
面面别人怎么样
？Or what they did.
有什么软弱缺点
？Or what weakness they have.
如果这样，这是没有爱的表现。
If we do this, means we do not have love.
这不是神的选民应该有的方法。
And this is not the way that the elect of God should do.
要彼此包容，要饶恕。
We have to bear with each other and forgive each other.
那个模范就是主怎么饶恕我们。
And the model is how Christ has forgiven us.
如果神不饶恕我们
，If Christ did not forgive us,
我们今天谁能够站在神的面前呢
？Who among us can stand before God?
我们谁有资格跪在神的面前祷告呢
？Who among us can pray and kneel in front of God?
我们得罪神有多大？
How much wrongdoing have we done in front of God?
我读罗马书就知道我们的罪是很深的。
If we read the book of Romans, we know that our sin is very deep.
神都借着他的恩典把我们勾销。
But God, through His grace, has canceled all our sins.
那任何一个人得罪我们有多深
？And how much wrongdoing have other people did against us?
还不及我们得罪神。
It's not as much as what we have done against God.
那神可以赦免我们，为什么我们不能赦免别人呢？
And if God can forgive us, how can we not forgive other people?
所以我们要从心里面赦免彼此的错误。
So from our heart, we have to forgive other people.
不要再继续谈论啊别人的缺点或别人怎么对我们不好。
We should not discuss other people's weaknesses or what they have done to us.
不要再继续谈论信徒之间彼此的软弱。
Or we should not discuss the believers' weaknesses.
只有我们开始这样做，教会才会走向合一。
Only when we start to do this can the church become one.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love does not remember wrongdoing.
爱是凡事包容。
Love bears all things.
我们有没有听过哪一个父母在人的面前说我的孩子有多坏？
Have you ever heard a parent say in front of other people how bad my kid is?
没有。
No.
因为我们爱我们的孩子。
Because we love our kids.
但是我们常常听到我们父母之辈在数算别人的年轻人有多坏。
However, we often hear our parents say how bad other teenagers are.
因为这缺乏爱。
Because they lack love.
我们有哪一个孩子在别人面前诉说父母的不好？
And how many kids are there among us who said how bad their parents are?
很少，好像没有。
Very few, probably even none.
但是我们常常听到我们在诉说我们父母之辈人的不好。
However, we often hear we talk about other parents' fault.
为什么？
Why?
我们缺乏爱。
Because we lack love.
所以当教会里面一直在谈论都是谈论一些别人的软弱缺点就是因为缺乏爱。
So when a church starts to discuss about other believers' weaknesses, that means this church lacks love.
一直是教会没有办法合一。
So this is why the church cannot become one.
这不是一个得罪的人处理问题的方法。
And this is not a way that you can save other people.
这是世俗人的方法。
Something you can make them all.
我们是蒙爱的人。
Because we are the beloved of God.
要饶恕别人，好像主饶恕我们一样。
We have to forgive each other, just like Christ forgave us.
这样我们才能够从心里面真的是跟人合一。
So then, in doing this, we can truly become one with others.
带给教会的和睦。
And we can bring peace to this church.
带给神的祝福，给教会的祝福。
And a blessing to this church.
使圣工再一次发展起来。
So that holy work can be revived.
所以十四节说。
So verse 14,
在这个一切之外要存着爱心
Above all these things, put on love.
爱心是联络全德的
Because love is the bound of perfection.
所有的美德都是借着爱心把它串联在一起的
All things are strung together by love.
饶恕是从爱来的
Forgiveness comes from love.
忍耐是从爱来的
Patience comes from love.
温柔是从爱来的
Kindness comes from love.
恩慈是从爱来的 kindness.
Kindness from love.
连续是从爱来的。
Compassion.
So this love will produce a lot of beauty.
So love has this many beautiful qualities.
有时候我们看人挂了一条这个珍珠项链。
A lot of times we see someone wear a necklace.
那个因为有一条这个线从旁边中间穿过去。
And this necklace is held by a string.
那如果那条线断掉，所有的珍珠就掉到满地了。
And if the string breaks, then all its pearls will scatter on the ground.
因为一个人内心有爱。
And because the person's heart has love.
有主耶稣的爱。
Has love of Christ.
所以生活中有很多的美德跑出来。
So a lot of beautiful. Characteristics come out of him.
把它联络在一起，把它串在一起。
And all these beautiful characteristics are strung together.
如果那个爱没有了
，and there is no love,
美德就消失了。
Then there is no beautiful characteristics.
那如果一个基督徒没有美德
，and if a Christian does not have any of these beautiful,
我们怎么有基督的香气呢
？Then how could they have the fragrance of Christ?
那个美德又是从爱出来的。
And all these beautiful characteristics come from love.
我们需要求神给我们更多的爱。
So we have to ask God to give us more love.
是我们能够在教会里面真的用主的爱来彼此相爱。
So that we can truly use the love of Christ to love each other.
不是用世俗的人情来爱。
Not the worldly earthly kind of love.
什么是人情的爱
？What is the earthly love?
你对我好，我就对你好。
If you're good to me, then I will be good to you.
你对我不好，我就对你不好。
If you're bad to me, then I will not be good to you.
这个就是人情的爱。
This is the earthly human love.
我们用别人怎么对待我们来决定我们怎么对待别人。
We use how other people treat us to determine the amount of love we have toward them.
那这常常产生恶性循环。
A lot of times, a lot of evils come out of this kind of love.
因为我们决定怎么对人，我们先想他怎么对我。
Because when we determine how much love we have toward them, we have to think of how they treated us.
所以因为这个恶性循环，所以教会里面搞来搞去，人的心没有办法联合。
So that's why the church is such a shamble, and no one's heart can be peaceful.
我们要用神的爱爱别人。
We have to use the love of God to love other people.
不管别人对待我们怎么样。
Does not matter how they treat us.
我们绝对不去批评那个人。
We should not persecute them.
Criticize.
Or criticize.
我们绝对不谈那个人的是非。
Or talk about their weakness.
我们绝对不谈那个人的软弱。
Or talk about their wrongdoing.
我们绝对不谈那个人的缺点。
Or talk about their faults. And this is called love. And this is called the love of Christ.
如果我们能够从我们本身这样做
And if we can do this,
教会没有什么事会这样讲来讲去讲不完
There will be no more gossips in the church.
是整个教会心没有办法合一
And this is what caused the heart of the church.
所以我们要立下一个志向
So we have to determine.
来到教会不要讲是非
When we come here, we do not criticize other people.
不要谈任何一个人的缺点
Do not talk about their weaknesses.
这个是神的殿啊。
This is the temple of God.
我们要谨慎言语。
We have to be careful.
讲造就人的话。
We have to say things that build others up.
让每一个人听到以后得到益处。
So that everyone can be encouraged when they hear what you say.
使人际之间的关系能够和睦。
So that we can all become together.
那我们在一起，神才会跟我们同工。
And when we are together, then God will work with us.
所以我们需要有爱。
So we need to have love.
有神的爱在我们当中。
We need to have the love of God within us.
那这个爱就是从圣灵的浇灌来的。
And this kind of love comes from the Holy Spirit.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为说赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。这个地方说，所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit that was given to us poured the love of God into us.
所以，当一个人被圣灵充满
，So if a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
就完全被爱所充满。
He is totally filled by love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
被圣灵充满，就是被神的爱充满。
So if he's filled by the Holy Spirit, he's filled with love.
那很多的美德都一直跑出来。
And all these beautiful characteristics will pour out of him.
所以如果我们很喜欢谈论别人的缺点软弱这个就是没有爱就是没有被圣灵充满
So let's talk about other people's weaknesses That means we're not filled by the Holy Spirit We're not filled by love
当一个人被圣灵充满
But if a person's filled by the Holy Spirit
充满神的爱
He'll be filled with God
充满怜悯充满赦免充满包容
He'll be filled with humility, forgiveness, long-suffering
这是整个教会蒙福的开始
And this is the beginning of the church.
所以我们每一个人呢，跪在神的面前，求神主啊，将你的爱浇灌在我心里。
So every one of us should kneel before God and ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
从今以后，让我用爱心来讲话，用爱心来做事情。
And that from this point on, we'll be speaking out of love, doing things out of love.
我们可以看到教会一定会一直在进步。
We will see that the church will progress.
所以我们要求爱心的增加。
So we have to ask for.
神的灵要将爱浇灌在我们心里面。
And God's Holy Spirit with love will pour into our hearts.
在加拉太书里面讲圣灵的果子，第一个就是仁爱。
Galatians talk about the fruit of Holy Spirit, first is love.
被圣灵充满，一个很重要的表现就是很有爱心。
Someone filled with Holy Spirit, major characteristic is that they have love.
很短的定义就是你永远很流利，身体震动。
We could see that someone has.Speak fluently in tongues and is moving by the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵充满那个真正的定义就是你生活充满着爱。
But the true characteristics of being filled by the Holy Spirit is having love.
哇，这样啊，是我们人跟人之间呢、啊，在一起非常的喜乐。
So that among us you have a lot of joy.
好像一个家庭充满着爱，非常喜乐。
Just like a family filled with peace is full of joy.
非常温暖。我们来到教会里面，大家很高兴。
When we come to church, everyone's very happy.
很喜乐。
Everyone's very joyful.
因为这是充满爱的地方。
Because this is a place filled of love.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we will.
我们下礼拜开始会有灵恩会，也会有布道会。
We'll have special occasion next week, evangelical service.
我们要求主的爱充满在我们当中。
We have to ask the love of God to fill us.
从心里面能够真的赦免别人。
So far, we can forgive other people from our hearts.
能够真的遮盖别人的错误。
So then we can cover up their sins.
不计算人的恶。
And we do not remember their wrongdoing.
那神就会与我们同工。
And then God will work with them.
我们现在祷告半个钟头。
We will pray for half an hour.
凡是要求圣灵的，我们不要客气，到前面来。
If you want to come close to the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.